Do You Want More Faith? By Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke 18, verse 8. Sometimes the thing that we really need to overcome in this life is more faith in God, not in ourselves, because that's what the world teaches. They tell us, believe in yourself. You can do it. You've got what it takes. You're strong. You're great. On and on and on. It doesn't last long for me. If you're like me, who tends to look at a glass halfway gone instead of halfway full, self-affirmations don't last long. Plus, whatever happened to the scripture, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. It's not me that strengthens myself, it's God. Did I bring myself into this earth or God? Did I cause myself to breathe and live, or was it God? Of course it's all God. I had nothing to do with coming into this life and being alive today. It was everything to do with God. So to rely only on my own strength and will to keep living is foolish. I can't do it. That's why so many people out there finally give in to the satanic attacks of the enemy and jump off a bridge or take their own life. There is no strength within us without God. It's not in us. It's all God's. There is no one else that can truly give life and reason for living except God. So if God is the source of my life and strength, He is also the source of my faith in Him. Who in the world is going to give me more faith but God too? The Bible tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, verse 2. John tells us about Jesus. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, verse 4. He is truly the only answer in this life, Jesus. You can search high and low for meaning in this life. You can try to even be good and do what is right and pleasing before God. But the only one that will give us hope and save us in the end is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We truly need more of Him. You may have read the scripture, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Spending more time with Jesus is spending more time with the Word of God. Remember what John the Beloved said about Jesus. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 14. Jesus Christ is the Word of God made alive. Think of it. The more I spend time with Jesus, talking to Him and being in His presence, the more I get to spend time with the Word of God. And the more I have the Word of God, the more I will have faith. It's really that simple. But so many times, we just don't do it. Why? We try to figure things out first on our own instead of just coming to the Lord, who will give us more faith, more strength, and more wisdom to overcome whatever problems we're going through. It's really simple. Jesus is faith, God, the Word of God, the one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, more faith. How are we ever going to overcome in this life if we keep insisting to do it all on our own? Never. You might overcome some things, but not all. Apostle Paul told us, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4 verse 13. He said all, not just some, but all things. Do you want just some things or all? Of course, all. We want it all. The Lord tells us, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16 verse 33. It's really through Him we will ever overcome. To have more faith, more strength, more hope, and love in this life. To have more wisdom, it is found through Jesus. We can't do it on our own. Quit trying because it's not going to happen. Don't even do it. When we wake up, Jesus. Throughout the day, Jesus. When we lay in bed at night, Jesus. Why not? Our life doesn't belong to us. You know it's going to end one of these days, and it will be taken away from us in the end. How are we ever going to get faith in this life if we don't go to Him? How is He ever going to find faith in us if we don't come to Him? There's no way we can do it. It's simple, really. Just a very simple prayer. Father, I'm right here. I need you, Jesus. Please come to me. Please save me and keep me. Forgive me of my sins and please give me your Spirit and dwell in my heart and soul and in my body. Be my Lord and Savior today, Lord Jesus, each and every day. Please, Father, give me more faith in you. I pray in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Amen. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14, verse 27. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me today to have more faith in you. I need more faith in you, Lord. How am I ever going to get it without you? You are the author and finisher of my faith. Please, Father, give me more faith in you. Faith that will move my mountains. Faith that will do your work. Faith that will heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the blind man see. And faith to see me through until the end. Because you said that's what you're going to look for in me. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for your abundant grace and mercy and love for me today. I thank you for hearing my prayer today, Father. In your most wonderful name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.